Hey, go-getters, let Noom Sport Hydration Tablets power up your fun and keep you ready to move. Simply drop, dissolve, and enjoy crisp and refreshing flavors like strawberry lemonade or lemon lime. With 5 essential electrolytes and crafted with clean, non-GMO, vegan, and gluten-free ingredients, Noom should be your go-to hydration choice. Because when you're hydrated, you can do more, go further, and recover quicker. Shop now on NoomLife.com and get ready for endless fun, because anything can happen after noon.
I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are. Go, go, go!
With ERLEADA, apalutamide, being there is possible. ERLEADA is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. ERLEADA may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. ERLEADA can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if ERLEADA is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit ERLEADA.com. CP439267V1.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entricken.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entricken, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on the Twitter at BDEntrick, BDEntrick. Hope everybody had a good Wednesday, full day of baseball action. I'm here to recap the Wednesday news and notes and get you ready for Thursday, so let's get cracking on it. Graham Ashcraft of the Cincinnati Reds was recalled from AAA to make the spot start, likely fill in for Nick Lodolo for the time being. Ashcraft has back-to-back good starts at AAA, but overall it's been a rough season for Ashcraft, and the Reds were not ready to bring him up just yet, but their hand was forced, and Ashcraft got lit up, as expected, by the Pirates in Great American Small Park. Luke Raley of the Seattle Mariners was scratched from Wednesday's game with a sore shoulder. The Mariners had the day off on Thursday, and Raley is expected back in the lineup on Friday. Valente Milazzo of the Miami Marlins was called up Wednesday to make his MLB debut versus the Royals. He made 11 appearances, 10 of them starts between AA and AAA this year. Milazzo had a 5.02 ERA with 57 strikeouts over 52 innings pitched from the minors. So expectations might have been a bit low for the kid, but he pitched well versus the Royals, throwing 5 shutout innings with 2 hits allowed and 2 strikeouts. Didn't get a lot of whiffs, so we'll see where this goes. He should likely get a couple more starts with the Marlins as their starting rotation is completely decimated. David Festa of the Minnesota Twins will be called up on Thursday to make his MLB debut. He's one of the top pitching prospects in all of baseball, and over the season, he has made 14 starts at AAA with a 3.77 ERA, 87 strikeouts over 59 and two-thirds innings pitched. For now, he'll be taking Chris Paddock's spot in the rotation, but some good starts from Festa could leave him up with the big club. The Rangers made a lot of moves on Wednesday, minor moves like, you know, activating guys from ALs, putting them in AAA, yada, yada. But they did send Ezekiel Duran down to AAA. It's been a down season for Duran, but still super utility guy. Looked like he might have been figuring it out. Who knows? But he goes down to AAA, and it was quite surprising. But when you dug in a little more, it made sense. Duran was hitting .256 on the season with 1 home run and 1 stolen base. Or 2 home runs and 1 stolen base. So nothing too crazy there. It's a down season for Duran so far. Maybe a stint in AAA will get things going for him. Derek Hill was recalled to take Duran's spot on the roster. Hill was up briefly earlier this year, but since he was sent back to AAA on June 15th, Hill was hitting .429 over eight games. Tommy Edman of the St. Louis Cardinals. You just can't make this stuff up. Edman has been working his way back all season from a preseason wrist injury where he had surgery. Kept having setback after setback, but now he's been taking batting practice. It was looking like he's close to going on a rehab assignment. Well, that has been put on hold as Tommy Edman injured his hamstring. He has been completely shut down once again as the team decides the severity of the hamstring injury. Jake Fraley of the Cincinnati Reds was scratched from Wednesday's game with a lower leg contusion. He's considered day-to-day, and the Reds kind of need Fraley, even though his production has been pretty weak this season. Eric Koss of the Milwaukee Brewers was recalled from AAA to replace the injured Gary Sanchez, who was placed on the IL with a strained right calf. Haas was hitting .279 with nine home runs and a stolen base over 41 games at AAA. Haas has shown some fantasy viability in years past, but it's kind of deteriorated. But if he can put that AAA production to good use with the Brew Crew, get some starts, why Big Willie, William Contreras, DHs, Haas might have some catcher two viability in deeper formats. Drew Thorpe of the Chicago White Sox, their stud pitching prospect coming off a pretty nice start, is getting a little bit of a fantasy goodness coming his way as the White Sox have decided to play a bullpen game on Thursday instead of throwing Drew Thorpe against the Braves, pushing Thorpe's start back to Friday where he'll face the Colorado Rockies. That is a big plus, even though the Braves have been struggling, so maybe it's not. We'll see. But he gets to face the Rockies, might miss the Marlins next week, though, but we'll have to wait and see on that one. Spencer Turnbull made his return to the Philadelphia Phillies starting rotation with Taijuan Walker on the IL. Many were very excited about this because Turnbull was really solid in the rotation to start the year, not so great in the bullpen in the aftermath. But the start did not go as planned, let's just say that, on Wednesday, as Turnbull only threw three innings, and he left the game with right shoulder soreness. Turnbull says it's a minor injury, but we know how that goes when a player says that, so we'll wait and see as further testing takes place in the coming days. We have Sean Kinsey Noel. Trust me, I crowdsourced the pronunciation on this one because I did not want to get it wrong. Pretty good prospect for the Cleveland Guardians as we call from AAA to make his MLB debut while Jonathan Rodriguez returned to AAA. Noel was hitting .295 with 18 home runs over 65 games at AAA, and in his first major league at-bat, Noel went deep to center field for a home run. Pretty good stuff there from the kid. I've heard a lot of like Christmas-type nicknames, the password, a lot of cool ones, so we'll kind of see how it goes, because if people like, you know, listen to my shows, not just this show, they know I love some goofy nicknames. So from what I was seeing through the crowdsource, Sean Kinsey Noel seems like he could be a fun one if he can stick with the Cleveland Guardians. Heimer Candelario of the Cincinnati Reds was out of Wednesday's game with hamstring tendonitis. David Bell's been saying over the last week or so that Candelario's been kind of nagged with this injury all season, and they're going to DH him more, give him days off to try to keep him going throughout the season because the Candyman's been producing quite well. So we should probably expect these occasional days off from time to time to keep him in the lineup for the rest of the season. Gleyber Torres, the New York Yankees, pulled up lame in the eighth inning on Tuesday as his groin tightened up, and he was out of Wednesday's game due to the injury. But Aaron Boone also said Torres is kind of being disciplined for not running out his ground ball in the eighth inning, which, if his groin really tightened up, that's kind of BS, folks. Brian Bayo of the Boston Red Sox has been struggling a ton of late, so the Red Sox have decided to push his Sunday start that was originally scheduled against the Padres all the way back to Wednesday to give Bayo a few more bullpen sessions to potentially work out some issues with the team's pitching coaches. Josh Winkowski, who was called up in the last couple of days, will make the spot start on Sunday against the Padres. J.P. France of the Houston Astros will have season-ending shoulder surgery. Just another Astros pitcher to go under the knife and end his season. Joey Ortiz of the Milwaukee Brewers left Sunday's game with a neck issue. Apparently, Ortiz has been dealing with a neck injury for quite a while, but he may need an IL stint to heal things up this time around. Hayden Birdsong of the San Francisco Giants was called up on Wednesday to make his MLB debut, while Mason Black was sent back to AAA, and Raymond Burgos was DFA'd to make room on the 40-man roster for Birdsong. Birdsong had a 2.51 ERA with 75 Ks over 57 and a third innings pitched over 13 starts between AA and AAA. And on Wednesday night, Birdsong threw 4 2/3 innings while allowing 3 runs with 3 walks and 5 strikeouts. Overall, the kid looked pretty darn good in his debut. We'll see where that goes. As we've seen, young Giants pitchers look good, and then it doesn't go well for a little while after that. Gavin Sheets of the Chicago White Sox was removed from Wednesday's game with a jammed left heel. X-rays came back negative after the game, and Sheets is considered day-to-day. All right, before we take a look at the highlights from Wednesday and a peek ahead at Thursday, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors.
Hey, go-getters, let Noom Sport Hydration Tablets power up your fun and keep you ready to move. Simply drop, dissolve, and enjoy crisp and refreshing flavors like strawberry lemonade or lemon lime. With 5 essential electrolytes and crafted with clean, non-GMO, vegan, and gluten-free ingredients, Noom should be your go-to hydration choice. Because when you're hydrated, you can do more, go further, and recover quicker. Shop now on noonlife.com and get ready for endless fun, because anything can happen after noon.
I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are.
Go, 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 go! Go.
With ERLEADA, apalutamide, being there is possible. ERLEADA is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. ERLEADA may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. ERLEADA can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if ERLEADA is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit ERLEADA.com. CP43-9267-V1.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Enchikin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Some hitting highlights from Wednesday. Francisco Alvarez continues to stay red hot since coming off the IL. Alvarez went 3-for-3 with a double, a homer, 3 runs scored, 3 RBIs, and a walk versus the Yankees. Since Alvarez returned from the IL on June 11th, he's hitting .415 with 3 homers, 6 runs scored, and 11 RBIs. Beast mode from Francisco Alvarez. Willy Castro of the Minnesota Twins continues to rake, 2-for-3 with a double, a homer, 2 runs scored, and 2 RBIs on Wednesday versus the D-backs. Castro is currently riding a 9-game hitting streak where he's hitting .417 with 2 home runs, 9 runs scored, and 8 RBIs. On a recent episode of Benched with Bubba, we looked at some June hitting standouts according to WRC+, and Castro is a top 20 hitter in the month of June. Been very, very good. Rowdy Tellez of the Pittsburgh Pirates, this one snuck up on me in recent days. I've been digging in on Rowdy. He's playing very well all of a sudden. Rowdy Tellez went 2-for-4 with a solo shot in Great American Small Park on Wednesday. And since June 1st, Rowdy's hitting .362 with 2 homers, 7 runs scored, 12 RBIs, and even tossed in a stolen base. With the corner infield position as damaged as it is, Rowdy Tellez is not just a 15-team player right now. He's got 12-team viability. Make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on PitcherList.com for more details on the day's top hitters. Some starting pitching highlights from Wednesday. Spencer Spaghetti Arrighetti, 7 shutout innings with 3 hits, no walks, and 10 strikeouts for the Astros. Arrighetti had 13 whiffs and a 39% CSW on 89 pitches. It's been really fun for Arrighetti because if you look at his 5.5 ERA, you kind of wonder what's going on, but much better of late. 3 earned runs or less in 6 of his last 7 starts. With 39 Ks and 32 and a third innings pitched over those 7 starts. So he's not made the full Hunter Brown, you know, reclamation here, but we're seeing steps in the right direction for Spencer Arrighetti. Luis Ortiz of the Pittsburgh Pirates went into Great American Small Park and looked great. 6 innings, 1 earned, 4 hits, no walks, and 7 Ks for Ortiz. He had 19 whiffs and a 34% CSW with 85 pitches. It was his first start of the season. Actually, he's been a long man out of the pen with a low 3 ERA on the season, so he could kind of be sneaky if he can put forth more efforts like this. Gavin Stone of the Los Angeles Dodgers took care of the Chicago White Sox on Wednesday, throwing a complete game shutout with four hits, zero walks, and seven strikeouts for Stone. He had 10 whiffs and a 26% CSW on 103 pitches. Stone has now allowed three earned runs or less on 13 of his 15 starts this year with a 2.73 ERA. It does come with a 4.01 xFIP and 70 Ks in 89 innings pitched. Not a big strikeout guy, but getting the job done and pitching for the Dodgers with three earned runs or less like that, lots of chances for some Ws for Gavin Stone. Make sure you tune into the Plus Pitch Podcast with Nick Pollock, reading his daily SP Roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Wednesday. Camilo Duvall picked up his 14th save of the year versus the Chicago Cubs. Trent Thornton of the Mariners picked up his first save of the year versus Tampa Bay. Ryan Stanek pitched a solid eighth inning. Andres Munoz came in to get the save in the ninth, but did not record an out, walked two batters, allowed an earned run, and left the game. Thornton came in and locked it down. Something to keep monitoring there, as Munoz just has not been right with that back injury. Ryan Helsley picked up his 28th save of the year as the Cardinals took game two from the Atlanta Braves. Craig Kimbrel saved number 17 versus the Cleveland Guardians, and Adrian Hauser picked up his first save of the year in multiple innings save as the Mets beat down the New York Yankees. Make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on pitcherlist.com for more information about all things relief pitching. All right, let's take a peek at Thursday's action on the diamond. You got like three or four day games, four evening games, kind of scattered around. Some DFS targets for you here. You have a four-game main slate starting at 7:10 Eastern. Jack Flaherty versus the Angels is outstanding. Miles Mikolas versus Cincinnati can kind of be interesting. He's been actually been pretty formidable over his last few starts, and Cincinnati is struggling, and they're not in great Americans, so that helps. And then Michael Walker versus Cleveland. Cleveland's a very tough offense, so Walker, as if you just want to punt the pitching position, he's been very good, but I don't expect him to dominate Cleveland, but he could survive against Cleveland is what I'm looking for. Bats on this slate, Detroit versus the Angels bullpen game should be strong. Yankees versus Jose Barrios is a sneakier one. St. Louis versus Andrew Abbott, I'm not an Abbott guy at all. And then Toronto versus Carlos Rodon. Rodon's been scuffling a bit of late, and Toronto's been heating up at the plate, so something to monitor there. Some things I'm looking forward to in a small Thursday slate for you. Shoto Imanaga comes back to the mound after that 10 earned run outing his last time out. Faces Jordan Hicks and the Giants. That should be a fun one. Chris Sale versus Thorpe got moved. Sorry. So Chris Sale taking on the Chicago White Sox bullpen game. So that should be a lot of fun there. Sale's been dominant. He was supposed to face the Cardinals, but with the doubleheader, they moved him to the White Sox. So as if Chris Sale needed an easier start, he's going to get one on Thursday. Carlos Rodon versus Barrios. I mentioned Rodon and Barrios both kind of struggling a bit of late, but two good teams, surging teams in the AL East, so that should be a doozy. And then if you need a little late night action, Jack Flaherty versus the Angels, always something to look forward to the way Jack Flaherty's pitching these days. That'll do it, folks. Another episode in the books. Before we head on out here, make sure y'all check out pitcherlist.com. Become a member at PL Plus and PL Pro. You won't regret it. Get you in the amazing Discord, cool tools like PLV Plus, the Weekend Fab Pitching Podcast by Nick Pollock, projections, and so much more. So go check it out over there at pitcherlist.com. PL Plus, PL Pro, join the team. That'll do it, folks. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to recap Thursday's action on the diamond and get you ready for Friday. But for now, this is your First Pitch Podcast, Thursday, June 27th edition. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.
Hey, go-getters. Let Noom Sport Hydration Tablets power up your fun and keep you ready to move. Simply drop, dissolve, and enjoy crisp and refreshing flavors like strawberry lemonade or lemon lime. With 5 essential electrolytes and crafted with clean, non-GMO, vegan, and gluten-free ingredients, Noom should be your go-to hydration choice. Because when you're hydrated, you can do more, go further, and recover quicker. Shop now on noonlife.com and get ready for endless fun, because anything can happen after noon.
I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are. Go, go, go!
With ERLEADA, apalutamide, being there is possible. ERLEADA is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. Erleada may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. Erleada can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if Erleada is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit Erleada.com. CP43-9267-V1.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.